This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. The Mark Reardon Show.
The man's got guts. He's got oranges the size of beach balls.
I don't care what corporate media outlets say. I don't care what Hollywood says. I don't care what big corporations say. Here I stand. I'm not backing down.
This is the Mark Reardon Show.
All right, here we are, our final Fish Fry Friday stop, and here's something unique. Jane was on time, Sue. I couldn't believe it. I did text you, though, because it is kind of a haul out here from where we usually are. Good afternoon. Jane Duker is here. Sue, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Are we thinking the traffic situation is going to be a little lighter today? Because it has not been the last couple of days, it doesn't seem.
I'm hoping so. It's not raining. We should be okay. And they picked up a bunch of construction on this side of the river on 5564, so we should be all right.
Well, I'm going to introduce the rest of the panel here in a moment, but let's just sort of set out the show because we will have a live Sue's News in the next hour. We got a great crowd in here at Ott's Tavern.
Yes, we do.
And we want to thank Terry Davenroy, who owns Ott's, is rolling out the red carpet for us, and the food is just killing me. This is unique food here, you would admit, Sue, right?
Yeah, he made this clam chowder this morning, and the chips that go with it. Oh. Outstanding.
And what's up with the burger? Because the burger
Well, the burger, for those of us who aren't Catholic, is delicious.
I'm raising my hand right now.
It's a double with cheese and onions that he grilled and bacon from Schubert's. And Schubert's is outstanding. It's not far from here.
Look, I've made an executive decision on the show already. We're coming back here next year.
Yeah. Okay, how about every Friday?
Decide that for sure. All right, let's introduce the rest of the panel. And we'll talk with Terry, the owner of Ott's, in the next hour. As I indicated, we'll have a live Sue's News. Paul Hall will be here on entertainment. Cusimano with some sports. The Cardinals playing the Phillies tonight. By the way, they're playing on free TV, which is very unique. And we'll have Illinois State Rep for this area, Kevin Schmidt, swing by in the 5 o'clock hour as well. Former St. Louis County Police Chief and County Councilman Tim Fitch is with us this afternoon. Thank you for making the trek. How are you?
I appreciate it. You know, I'm from right down the road. I grew up in Cahokia, right down the road from here.
I think I forgot about
and,
that.
Wow. Absolutely. And sorry you caught me with a piece of some fish in my mouth. We don't usually have
that
problem.
I respect that, yeah.
We usually don't have that problem on the Reardon Roundtable.
No,
my dad, 90 years old, still lives in Cahokia, so I love coming over here to visit.
You know, and I can say with a lot of confidence, I've never been to downtown Millsap before.
It's a beautiful community.
I have.
It's a little different.
I love it.
State Rep Steve Butts is here. How are you, Steve?
Hey, Mark, I'm stoked. It's great.
You should be the next mayor. You know that, right?
Thank you, Mark.
I'm happy for Kara, and glad to be back in Southern Illinois. We lived in Columbia for a little bit, so I had an office there, too, as well.
See, I don't know if I knew that about you.
It's true.
Yeah, Columbia's awesome. I have some friends
in
Columbia.
And this is a home of Andy Banker.
That's right.
Oh. And
his shift competes with our
show.
Yes,
he's so sad because he wanted to come because this is home.
Well, I mean, he should have just taken the day off, or they should have given him the day off.
He's going to call in sick.
Right. He's got that whole, like, he's an anchor now, so that's
get him
sort
to call in.
A big deal.
Well, he could, but it seems to kind of defeat the purpose, so we didn't do that. But let's start
Can I say one more thing?
Yes.
This is also the home of the late, great Nick Pister.
Oh, so, you know what? That's a sad story. I did not know Nick. Explain what happened there. He was a young guy. He worked in the
43
years old Post-Dispatch, right?
43 years old, former St. Louis Post-Dispatch reporter, a really good reporter, really smart. And he passed away from a sudden illness in like 3 or 4 days, 43 years old. And he's written books. He was an author.
Right.
And he was looking forward to, you know, doing a lot of new projects. And, but so miss him. So I'm
just kind of came out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. Yeah. And I think
I've seen a lot of tributes to him.
And
from
so
folks
cheers
online.
to Nick.
Well, let me say cheers to something else. And this is like, as we start talking about the future of the city of St. Louis and the new mayor, I'm just going to make it about something that I have complained about for 18 months
Congratulations.
When everyone's doing cheers here. But Jane, you were the one who broke the news to me. God bless Kara Spencer. It's symbolic. Maybe it's not the most important thing.
No, it's
big.
She
took the gates down at Kelker Park and City Hall. They are down, right?
So now our City Hall is not encased by an unwelcoming fence. And so, you know what? It may be symbolic. It may have been for your birthday. I'm not sure.
Oh, wait a minute. He's going to be 60. What?
Yeah, we don't want to talk about
what?
That.
Yeah.
You guys know that I made this a pet peeve of mine because that park is right across from where we work, and I had to drive by it every day.
It
there was
terrible.
No reason to have it closed down. I actually had – they made me do a Freedom of Information request, and the only thing I got from the city from the parks director, Greg Hayes, who should be fired next with the streets director, is that they were planting grass seed in the fall of 2023.
For like 2.5 years.
It's taken a year and a half for the grass seed to hold.
It's very slow-growing grass,
I threatened, Mark. I know I told you guys this, and I really was going to do it. If Kara didn't do this right away, I was going to take those gates down because I didn't care. I didn't care if a cop arrested me. I was so mad about those because it did symbolize a lot. And what a clown show is leaving this city. Thank goodness that Kara wins. Steve, let me get your reaction first, because I mentioned you as the potential mayor because you did give this consideration if Kara wasn't getting in the race, right?
I was asked by several people, and I did give it exactly 30 seconds, maybe 3 minutes of consideration a year and a half ago. I'm thrilled with the way it's worked out. So the fact that it's just a chance for a new day, a new start, new optimism, new energy, and I don't mean to overstate it, but you can almost feel it. Part of that is Kara Spencer, who is a personal friend, and I've long supported her, but she's got an infectious personality and energy level that I think, if nothing else, will bring that joie la vie, as I like to say, some joy, some energy into the job, both personally and for the city. She is going to be a great, great booster for the city.
What was that? What was the word?
Joie la vie. Joy of
menu?
Life.
That's on the menu here.
Joy
at,
of life.
At Ott's Tavern.
Absolutely.
Well, and let's also talk about city-county relations, because that comes into play here as well.
Absolutely.
Sam Page supported Tashara Jones all the way up to the last minute.
Are you kidding?
He
did.
He was on. He was on her poster of people supporting.
So remember that, county voters.
He's got to do some work to repair that relationship. I'm sure he'll say now she's his best friend, but. But now there's work that we have to do in the county to repair that. I told Steve this earlier. We, most of us, want to see the city succeed.
Yes. Oh, more
we
want to
see
county
this,
residents.
This
city
is where
residents.
My family, other than, you know, my mom and dad lived in Cahokia, but they're from the Hill. So we want to see it succeed.
Because we all do that.
I'm absolutely excited about having a new face in City Hall, and let's see how it goes.
We do want it to succeed, and I sent Kara a message. I think there's a lot of people on my side who are going to root for her. I get that she's a progressive. She's not going to agree with me on a lot of different issues, but she is, as we've indicated, very hyper-focused on the city of St. Louis. And look, we should point out, they have hit the ground running, and one of the reasons is because they knew what the results of this election were going to be. So she has a chief of staff, other people in place. They're not wasting any time, and I think by evidence of the gates coming down, but there's other things that she's moving quickly on, Jane, right?
Yes, and thank goodness. I mean, I hope that she actually looks to inside City Hall and cleans it up in there and makes it something presentable. I hope that we get to the concrete bollards. And the most favorite thing that she said on election night was, I want a downtown, and everybody wants a downtown that we can all be proud of.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
And that, to me, says okay. And because I think that was a mandate. I think she legitimately got a mandate. And while I want her, she has to, you know, govern for everyone. But don't forget the people who came out and voted for you, because a lot of people who, like you say, didn't agree with you, voted for you, taking a chance, and don't forget that. And so, and I think she will try. And this is the other thing. I do think that she will be more transparent. Whether it will be to the level we like remains to be seen, but transparency is a big deal. And I think people will forgive you. And I think people would have forgiven Tashara Jones. But you cannot lie to them. Don't lie to them. Don't tell them things aren't where the way they are. And don't gaslight them. Okay? Because we can all work together on problems when we're honest about what the problems
are. You mean the fact that Tashara gifted Kara Spencer the least crime in the city of St. Louis in 22 years. That's what she told me, right?
Yeah, good one.
And then right after board control got enacted, the chief finally admitted, well, if you compare us to other cities, we're not doing so great.
Sue wanted to weigh in here.
I do. Steve Butch, you know her well. Is she a good leader? That's what we also need. Sorry, you're just chewing on stuff.
No, I can multitask. Sue.
Okay,
that's easy.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So I would say she is going to be a good leader. You know, I know I've heard, I read. A little bit I see it. Does she micromanage a little too much? She's going to have to learn. But she's already coming out with a strong staff. I think she will trust that staff. Little shout out to Emily Thenhouse, who is named as her deputy chief of staff. And I've known Emily since she was just a small child. You know, one of the things, big criticism that I have of Mayor Jones was people that she appointed and failed the city and failed Mayor Jones. You know, the director... The streets director.
Oh, street the jail director.
The jail director.
Personnel director.
The personnel director.
Which, by the way, may have not have been her failure. It may have been
and
the
Neil
the
Richardson's.
Mayor's.
We're going to see change pretty quickly at SLDC because I think.
And CDA, I hope, because that's where all the money is. In case people don't know.
And you know the other
know,
thing we need the city to get involved in this regional police center.
Absolutely.
Okay. You know, Steve Ellman came in yesterday. Explain what that is so people aren't
so
confused.
All of the governments in the immediate St. Louis, Missouri side of the metro area are involved in this new regional police training center, except for
the city
of St. Louis. Now, St. Louis County had to be dragged into it.
Yeah, Page didn't want to do it. They rolled
Page wanted 100% control over it.
Yep.
And when he finally got to the point, now keep in mind the state... The people of the state are paying $50 million for this.
And he was going to mess it up.
New training center.
Make no
he
mistake.
Did everything he could to kill it.
True.
And of course, in the Post-Dispatch this morning, it gave him credit.
I know. Like,
are
oh,
you serious?
Oh, no. I had to correct that.
I said, are
I
you kidding
know,
me?
Sue, when we were talking about this with Steve yesterday, the whole Sam King Page interfering did not come up.
It
he was
didn't.
Too nice to him, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, well, I said that. I said, that's what I said. I did. I went on Twitter and said, you know, County Executive Ellman, like, you were way too nice to this guy. He was an obstructionist from day one.
This wouldn't have happened without Steve Ellman.
Oh, really no question. And look, in the city, I mean, the academy is falling apart.
Absolutely.
The shooting range
shooting
is
range
literally
is...
falling apart. This is a way to do something regional that we can all believe in. And, it, you know, and the city officers would love to go to this new center and have, like, the real ability to train properly. Like, right now, they have to train without bullets. Well, I mean, I can't even fathom this.
Yeah, I have no idea. Was that who decided that in the city? Was it the chief or was it the mayor that we're not going to participate?
Well, they're the same person.
Yeah, right.
Fair,
yeah.
Fair
right.
statement.
And that's another thing. I am curious where the new mayor is going to be.
She's going to work for Sam Page.
Are you asking
the,
Sam?
The old mayor is going to work for Sam Page.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hold your thoughts on that because I want to talk about the old mayor. Jane Duker's here. Tim
Mark
Fitch.
Mark the tape.
State Rep Steve Butts as well. But let's talk about Donna's race too because that was important. And you guys are better than me maybe at putting that into perspective and why that's such a powerful role in the city of St. Louis.
Yeah, you know, so it's unique. So that we put a lot on the mayor's plate, but in the city, it's a weak mayoral system. And you know, it's who controls the money, that's who controls the power, right? So it's the board of A&E, and there's three voting members on there. That's Megan Green, president of the board, the comptroller, now going to be Donna Berenger, and Kara Spencer. All the real money decisions come through that board. So the fact that Donna is one of those three now, and she is going to be, she'll always be the pit bull she always has been. But she brings a level of expertise, both as an alderman, a state rep, and now as a comptroller, that I think is going to be second to none.
And she'll be an eagle eye. Like, she is not going to put up with
shenanigans.
She is going
to find out where the money
is.
She's
what I call one of those sane Democrats.
Right.
and I'm
a
thrilled
few.
For
we,
her.
We have
I'm thrilled for
at
the
table. I don't know if I'd give Jane the sanity card yet, but close.
She is a sane Democrat that I could work with any day. So
any
but I think the fact, though, that Darlene Green lost... Really, you saw that it was a much closer race, and I think everybody thought that was going to be the case. It's still a matter of, you know, maybe, I mean, and I've known Darlene Green some, very nice lady, and for a lot of years did a really good job.
I agree.
But really, since 2020, something changed.
Yep.
And, you know, my biggest criticism was everybody knew she quit coming back to the office for almost 4 years. And I'm like, that's not acceptable.
That's not a good way.
At any company, organization, to retire in place is not a good thing to do.
No. And, and a really important factor here is the budget is a challenge, okay? There's a lot of federal money sitting around, and that's all great for one-time spending, you know, capital. You know, and I hope she has different priorities for this, you know, one-time money than we were experiencing before. But let's be clear, the budget is structurally very, very bad, okay? So
look, there's big challenges in this.
There is huge challenges. And so I don't want anyone to think, oh, you know, she's walking into, you know, a beautiful garden. She's not. And so there's going to be tough decisions
just,
to be made.
Just quickly before I break, though, you mentioned Tushar. What happens? I mean, Vervis already shut down his Twitter
Can you
account,
believe
right?
I mean, feel free to be a coward. Sorry.
What does she do, though? Is there a future?
What really? What's her skill set?
Traveling.
Running for office?
Traveling.
I mean,
travel agent.
That's why
I
really believe
you came up with the job.
Sam Page is going to hire her.
It's very
possible. Be the senior county executive advisor or something like
that. Well, I've heard that there's already rumors that, you know, his chief of staff might, her chief of staff might be going over there.
Sue
he
and
hires
I have the
them
same
all.
Look on our face like, wait, what?
What?
Is
no,
that really
yes.
would be in consideration?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, I got a little sick to my stomach right
I
there. We're going to take a break. We are live at our Fish Fry Friday stop, the final one in Millstadt at Ott's Tavern. Come see us. Boy, this food looks really good. It's a live reading roundtable. Coming back with more. All right, we are live at Ott's Tavern, and holy moly, we got a great crowd out here on a beautiful Friday afternoon. Well, it's not that nice, is it? It's kind of cloudy
out there. Better than yesterday.
We have babies in the building. Terry has already delivered food here to the table, and he's going to join us after 4 o'clock. He said that the fish stand started in 1940.
Wow.
85 years.
Duker was alive?
Yeah.
Oh, ouch. Oh. Ouch. Jay Duker is
good.
Here, along with the whole gang. Fred's here, and... Sue Thomas will do a live Sue's News. That is Chief Tim Fitch, former St. Louis County Police Chief and County Councilman. State Rep Steve Butts is here as well.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of 5-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, did you win your election? You were up for election, right?
I wasn't.
Oh, I always forget. That's you're in the fall.
In the fall.
Okay.
In the fall.
See,
next
things
fall.
Get so confusing.
And that's something we need to talk about as moving.
We will talk about that.
Well, because you're going to run for the Senate, right?
Yeah.
Correct. So
okay,
we're going to talk about that.
That'll be good. You know, you mentioned that I'll guide us into this next topic, the police training facility, $50 million, right? Well, that was before the tariffs. Now it's $100 million, Chief.
Right. Exactly.
Ouch.
Thoughts on this week? Because I'm not going to sit here and tell you I can understand all this. I don't know anybody can understand. I don't even know if Scott Bessin understands all of it. But it has been kind of a wild week. I haven't looked at the market today. Has anyone looked at the market?
It's up.
Okay.
Up for the week.
Up 600. There we go. The
up
crowd
5%
is saying
for the week.
Up. So that's not bad. It was kind of a roller coaster, right, if you will. You know, I said this yesterday. Steve, you love golf. There was a story either in the New York Times or the Washington Post about the people that went in on Wednesday morning for the practice round of the Masters. They have to check their phones. Dan Reardon's going to join us a little bit later. I was texting him today. Even the media folks can't have on the course. They cannot have their cell phones. They police that. So people went into the grounds in the morning. They checked their phones. They come out that night and, you know, it opened.
They're not retiring.
No, well, I mean, they saw the wild, wild swing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But one of the things that I've learned from this president, Chief, is that, you know, you judge him too early and he tends to prove you wrong. So there seems to be a method to the madness. Most of the coverage isn't positive at all, but the experts that I hear from all the time, they seem to be wrong a lot as well.
That's right. I spent the week this past week. I got back last night. I was in New York City all week, not far from Wall Street. So I thought I would be down there seeing horrible things happening, but it's really kind of a standby. Let's wait and see how this all works out. No surprise to probably anybody. I am a Trump supporter and voted for the president again. But I have to. There was a couple times in the last week and a half I've scratched my head wondering, okay, what's next?
Don't be a panicking. That's what he
absolutely
says.
Absolutely not. I have not looked at my 401k since all this started.
Either. Nope.
Have no desire to. Because I'm not going to do anything about it anyway. Why look at it?
That's right. It's the long game, people.
That's right.
The long
game.
And here's what's interesting. When I strip away the Trump did it, okay, because I'm obviously not on that side of the aisle.
You're close, though. We've gotten
the
you
one,
pretty close.
I know. I'm moderate. I'm normal. But I do like the fact that he finally took on China. That's what this should have all been about,
well, I think
as
it is
far
kind
as
of,
I'm concerned.
Well, it was about
big
that.
Part
of our
well, but I mean,
no,
he had
no, it was the
no.
worldwide tariffs.
Yeah,
I get taken on China.
Yeah.
But when you're going against all your allies, Canada, on trade tariffs, it's the whiplash thing. I think the guy loves chaos. You know, I've been a lifelong market guy. I talked to you about it, Mark, a bunch. 10%, that's the 100-year rate of return. We were due for a correction. The fact that the correction happened because of just a knee-jerk reaction on tariffs by the president. That part's crazy.
But I don't
crazy.
Think it was a knee-jerk reaction.
I think it is knee-jerk.
How can you say that?
Here's how I can say it. He put them on, he took them off, he put them back on. That's how I can say that.
Well, there has been some herky-jerkiness, if we can use that word. But I do think that there's a method to the madness, and he's got people calling to renegotiate these deals. The problem that I had with it was billing them as reciprocal when they really weren't reciprocal. It wasn't the same amount. Some of them, the math was weird. It was very bizarre. I don't even know where they had it. And by the way, I think we found that some parts of the administration weren't completely on the side of the other part because there was different messaging a week ago, and I think they've cleared some of that up.
You got to remember China's the way they think. They think they don't need anybody. They certainly think they don't need the U.S. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this moves in
the future. That move, is more of a power move that I want to see. And, we need to compete.
So much manufacturing that we used to do in China has now moved to Vietnam, to Cambodia, and some of those other countries like that.
Yes.
So I don't think there's going to be this huge, oh my gosh. Where I get worried about are treasuries, the U.S. treasuries. You know, how much of that does China own?
And that not that much is the truthful answer there, surprisingly.
But they say we're dumping all of our U.S. treasuries. What does that do?
You know, that's what we're going to have to do. It's an open market on that point. So, I mean, China, I'm going to disagree with you. Just on China's economy, it is the world's second largest economy by a large margin.
But their population is going down.
Yeah, they start from a much bigger number. World populations are imploding everywhere. Our population is going down. Birth rates are down.
Ours is actually up because of immigration.
Birth rate is down. The world's birth rate is down. That's neither here nor there. I would much rather compete in trade than have back a country up like China and say, let's fight it out. I'd much rather compete and fight it out on trade than with arms.
China's whole MO is to steal everybody else's technology and do it
and
cheaper.
And we subsidize
and make
it.
Stuff cheaper.
That's what they do.
Right, but let's just talk about the hyperventilating. Because, look, I've been guilty of some of this because I get a little nervous. And I have broader issues with the economy, just not the stock market. And I think there's warning signs. Steve and I communicate all the time and we trade messages on this. But I think that, you know, where are we going to be? I've been using August as a marker. Let some of this settle down. See what they're doing. They're getting messages. You know they're getting responses from members of Congress because you'll have constituents and businesses. And there's a lot of implications. I'm not denying that. I talked to a business owner yesterday who was talking about things, and he deals with international business, things related to Japan. There's a lot of, you know, anxiety, and there's businesses that will not press go on some projects in this country in a variety of states because they don't know where this is heading. Now, in a few months, maybe things settle down. Maybe we have a clear picture. Maybe the economy is more stable.
It better settle
and maybe
down.
The stock market's back up to 45.
It better settle down before the midterms.
Well, they know that, though, Chief.
Yeah,
they know that. That's why this is happening now, because the window to achieve some of this stuff is very narrow, considering a year from now we're already talking about re-election.
I mean, I'm afraid that he's using this game to get interest rates down.
Well, he is.
And, you know, because that's his sort of myopic view, is that if interest rates are down, everything's perfect because
gas prices.
He's used his whole life to, you know, to borrow money from other people. And so
wouldn't that help American people who are not able to afford a mortgage right now?
Possibly. I mean, possibly. If you want to artificially, you know, mess with the Fed, then, you know, that's a fight that may not go the way you want. And so I just think it is delicate. I'm not hyperventilating. I was hyperventilating when we were going after Vietnam, who is actually our best partner to get us away from China.
And
I'm like, why are we doing
that? That's the art of the deal. Read the book.
Is that what it was?
Read the book. You could see his playbook.
It is. I've spent a little time on that. Yeah. I mean, you want to go back to that. That book came out in 1987. A lot of the things that
you'll find over
the last 2 minutes.
Look at his
goes
interviews.
Back to that.
His interviews are very clear that he's doing what he said that should be done in the 80s. I mean, he is being consistent. I will give him that.
You are correct on that. So
I will give him that. But
it's not a whiplash on that because he has been consistent on that.
I'm not worried at all.
A long time ago, we made a decision, and I'm not saying it was good, and that was let's become a really high-tech, service-based economy, which does produce a lot of high-paying jobs, but not across the board. That wealth is not spread out. It is great, I think, to have a manufacturing base that has real good union jobs where a man or a woman who has some skill level can make a living working about a 40 or 50-hour week.
Diversity.
I think as Americans, we all want to work towards
that. Absolutely. No doubt about it. My fear is, do we have enough people that will be willing to step up and do manufacturing jobs?
That's a great question.
And
we've
taught this generation that they don't have to do that. Or that they
we
don't
will
ever
if we
have
get the right
it.
Immigrants in.
It'll be interesting to see how we fill those jobs. And realistically, if we're going to bring manufacturing back here, that's going to be years before
those. It's not going to be years. Yeah, decades.
I mean, but Trump will be way out of office by then, unless he gets a third term.
But we do need to choose some industries that we bring back. Why can't we? I mean, why can't we be the energy country? We have the resources.
We are. We're the world's number one energy producer. We are the world's number one manufacturing economy.
But we do need to make batteries.
But we're competing with Mexican workers who make $54 a week.
Right.
It's part of the world economy. It's difficult. It's difficult to manage it and explain it. If it were that easy, every president would have interest rates super low at 2-3%, and eggs would be $3 a dozen, and gas would be $2.41 a gallon.
I'm glad they're doing something instead of just status quo
right. And
racking up the debt. We need to do something.
Well,
that's Congress's fault on
we
the
gotta
debt.
We got to deal with
but
the
do
debt.
You, it
I've
is,
had
well,
it with
and
that.
It's both sides, by the way. But do
Correct.
You think that the tariffs, because the question is where's the money going for the tariffs in theory to pay down the deficit, right? But how much of an impact will that really have in the end? That's the question.
We're paying the tariffs.
Well, they'll pass the tariffs along. There's no doubt about
that. They will, and the consumers
will pay. Some have argued it's a tax increase. It's not a tariff. But I will tell you that money's going to come back into our economy. The tariffs will, one way or the other. And hopefully it's used to reduce the debt is what I'm hoping.
But we did have a congressman tell us, and this irritated me. We did have a congressman, Alford, whoever he is, telling us, you all are going to just like have to get used to not having stuff now, and you don't get your stuff from China. I'm like, you know what, dude? I'm telling you, Americans aren't going to say, I'm not going to get my stuff delivered from Amazon today.
It's going to shift over to those other Asian countries. Guarantee
it is,
you.
And I'm telling you, because Americans are not going to put
It's going to take a little while.
It.
Like Trump said, there'll be a little short-term pain.
Yep.
Be patient. But I do think it's going to shift. I think we'll get along just fine without China.
He's got a six-month window. That's my prediction. You were asking yesterday how long? I'm like 6 months. If this goes on, more than 6 months, because then we're going to be in election mode. And I'll just leave it at that. When it comes to debt spending at the congressional level, we always brag in Missouri, hey, we have a balanced budget. Yeah, it's with 50% federal dollars. It doesn't matter who's there. Presidents don't create this debt. Not Biden, not Obama.
Congress
legislative
creates
body. This
well,
debt.
You know the next thing we got to watch?
Them suckers just don't do their job.
April 20th. We have to watch April 20th. You know what that date is?
Nope.
90 days after the inauguration, we signed the executive order about Insurrection Act, about that he could implement and enact order, the Insurrection Act. That's coming up very soon. And it was mostly about the southern border, about how he could take over, federalize the National Guard and all the states, and use them how he deems fit. It'll be interesting to see what happens
on
the
20th. Do you think he's going to do that for immigration?
Well, that's what it was written for. But if you read it, go read his executive order that he signed after he gave his speech on Inauguration Day. He signed it, giving the Attorney General and the Homeland Security Secretary 90 days to report back to him about the southern border, which may include him implementing the Insurrection Act.
So that deadline's coming out next week. By the way, on the topic, before we take a break, we're going to take a break here. We have one more segment to go before the top of the hour. But can we at least all agree, because there's a lot of differences, on the executive order that was signed this week to increase water pressure so we can take showers?
Hey,
that are
I
more
did it myself.
Can we come together
yes.
on that?
Amen.
I go
yes.
in there and dig out that little thing that keeps
we
the water.
We all do.
You know, like
water saver.
Yeah.
Look, I'm with Trump on this. I think there needs to be something done.
And don't tell me what light bulb I need.
Yeah, just Thank take a you. Screwdriver, stick it in there, dig that little white thing out.
You open up the front. Even
it.
I know how to
yeah.
do it.
Sue and I have old houses. I don't think
so
we
fresh.
Have
I,
these
okay,
issues.
Okay, I didn't
do
even
we?
Know that that was a thing.
Me too. Oh, I'm like, what?
Hey, I could come to your house. You give me a beer or even a soda.
All
I will
right.
show
We've
you
always
how to
had
do
good
it.
Water pressure. I don't know what y'all are talking about.
You just clean out the gunk?
No.
There's a little water restrictor device in your shower head.
Yes, in your shower head.
In your shower head.
Take it out.
And where is
take
that?
It, unscrew it.
Unscrew
okay.
it. You
look
open
in there
up
you'll
the shower
see
head.
It. It's
okay.
a little round, and you take a screwdriver and
you
dig
it out.
Now you're
yep.
coming over. I'm gonna. You know where I live. You're coming over tonight. Thank you a lot. We're going to take a break. We're
His
at Aunt's Tavern in Millstadt. Come see us. It's Fish Fry Friday. Tim Fitch, we have State Rep Steve Butts here. Jane Duker is going to hang out the next couple of hours. We are at Ott's Tavern. This is fantastic. We have a great audience here inside. They have an amazing menu, including clam chowder and burgers for those of us who are not Catholic. We're going to talk with Terry here, who owns Ott's Tavern, in just a few minutes after 4 o'clock before Sue's News. Let me do a little housekeeping on a couple of the election topics. Prop B in St. Louis County
yes.
went down, did
yes.
not, pretty
yes,
brutally,
did.
Right?
60-40.
What do we think happened there?
Well, one side followed the law, and one side spent taxpayer dollars for their position.
And by the way, I will say this. I voted yes for Prop
B. I voted yes, too.
As did I.
But I can argue both sides.
Yes.
And basically what the voters decided was, we're not going to approve this because this is about Sam Page, and we don't want to hamstring all the future county executives.
I think that's probably
Sam
fair.
Page could be dealt with differently other than this charter amendment. So I understand why they voted the way they did.
Yeah, I do too.
And the fact that he drained his campaign account, his PAC account.
Does that mean he's not going to run again? What does that mean?
Oh, we can only wish. And, you know, and the fact that he used taxpayer dollars, like that part's not going away. Yeah. So the Secretary of State has said that he's opened an investigation because you know that using taxpayer dollars in order to campaign or to, you know, to advocate opposing or, you know, or approving a measure, you know, it's an election offense. So
it's a crime.
It's a crime. And so the Secretary of State has the ability to.
He's looking into it.
He can issue subpoenas and he can issue a probable cause statement. So I think the council, you know,
the Secretary of State can do that?
Yep. Yes.
Oh, that's interesting.
They were given
and
the,
then it goes to the prosecutor.
Correct.
Or the Attorney General, whichever.
Whichever. And so, this is the bigger issue, and I think I saw John Hancock talk about it. He goes, well, you know, congratulations, Sam. You've alienated and ticked off the council that much more for your own aggrandizement. And that's, you know, that's the, you're talking about the fundamental thing going on here is, do you know the entire time he was campaigning and all of his directors were out, you know, no governing was going on. And that is extremely frustrating. The county has as many, if not more, challenges now. I mean, the crime is skyrocketing more in the county than it is in the city. People aren't talking about that. We're not getting housing. And, you know, nobody's building houses. We can't, people are going from the city. They're crossing over the county and going to St. Charles because we don't have adequate housing. You know, there's
so many.
We have
a huge budget deficit.
Oh, the budget deficit. We have huge issues going on, and he just wants to, you know, keep the war going.
When is that? When is Sam Page up for re-election?
Next election cycle with Megan Green.
Okay.
Next, but that would be a year from now
year
or next fall?
Yes.
Just in 2026?
Yeah.
Okay.
The same time that the president of the board. And I think, you know, this is, you know, the Clean Up the Region tour, and I hope that we finish the job and Megan Green and Sam Page will be gone.
So what's next? You asked, now that this has failed, you're going to see the council's ethics committee open up an inquiry into Page's other jobs that he's working in violation of the charter. I think there's going to be, that's going to come up here really quickly.
Well,
the issues involving these directors haven't gotten better, and he still keeps them. I mean, the county councilor actually drummed up clients, you know, like county employees to sue her own client. Can you imagine? And then had tax. So the taxpayer paid for the litigation for Prop B. They paid for the lawyers for his people, the lawyers for the council, and the lawyers for the election board. Hundreds of thousands of dollars. And that, I mean, it's all unethical.
That's an amazing waste of money.
It's
I want to get a couple more topics in here. Maybe another area where we can get some group agreement in a bipartisan way, right? President Trump is calling for permanent daylight saving time. Meaning there would be more daylight in the evening hours, which is where we're at right now, right? We can't
and not go back
time.
And forth.
It never
right.
changes.
But it would be this time period. In other words, Steve, you know, we play golf, right? I didn't realize this. The golf course owners lobbyist testified because they're like, look, if you have daylight hours that end a lot sooner in the summer, that's going to hurt our business. They made a strong case for that.
I'd be happy if we stayed either way. The switching back and forth, that's gone the way of the dinosaur. I would prefer. We got to keep daylight savings time. I think most people would like that. But doesn't the whole world like have to agree on this or something?
No, absolutely not. I have somebody who works for me in India.
And they don't do daylight savings
time? Well,
they
don't only do that, but they don't do it on the hour. Like normally, they're 8 hours ahead. They're 7 hours ahead.
Right.
They're 7.5 hours ahead.
Wait, what?
I thought they drew these lines India's on the globe
place.
Every hour.
You're talking about trying to figure out what time it
what
is.
What time
in
is
India.
It then?
Okay,
you
I need to talk to this guy. What time is there? Wait a minute, I got to add in this half hour. Yeah, it's.
I had no idea that happened. But so advocates for permanent daylight saving time, which I think I would put myself in this category,
same.
Including the golf industry, have argued that extending evening sunlight would reap benefits for recreation and exercise. Advocates for permanent standard time say their favorite alternative would lead to better sleep. I'm going to take more. I don't get sleep anyway, so I don't think it's going to really matter.
Well, I worry about, I think one of the reasons, too, wasn't so the kids would not be going to the bus stop in the dark. I mean, I'm a big advocate, frankly, of starting school later for especially the younger kids. I mean, and the teenagers. I mean, these kids are not getting enough sleep because they get up at the crack of dawn.
I would agree with that. Remember when they said when we stayed on daylight savings time, it was so crazy dark in the morning for kids. And I'm like, I think school does start a little too early.
A little too early, and have it go a little later in the afternoon.
But now they only have to do it 4 days a week.
That's a bad idea.
Yeah, it depends on what part of the state you're in. But, yeah, so I'm sort of like him. Pick one, and we have to work around it.
All right, so we were very happy at the beginning of the roundtable talking about the new leadership in the city of St. Louis with Kara Spencer. Unfortunately, we still have a baseball team that is underperforming. Mm. Let's kind of get to sports because, look, this could get brutal here in the month of April and beyond for the Cardinals at Busch Stadium because they are not looking good right now. Look, they're hitting, which is
they're
awesome.
Hitting.
They're
I was going to say, Mark, really, you know, look at last year and said the pitching was adequate. At times, good. The bullpen is strength. But, I mean, remember last year, they couldn't hit. I mean, Arenado forgot
no
how
offense.
To hit. Goldschmidt, all of them. They are hitting, so maybe, I guess, it's kudos to the new hitting coach.
I think he deserves credit.
I'm amazed that anybody's a pro as long as these guys have been. And somehow they need a coach to get the team out of a hitting slump. But this guy has. Pitching is lacking. Defense is there, but we knew going into this, pitching was a problem. And when Mozeliak didn't address that to me is a huge problem.
Well, the good news is the Blues are still pretty hot.
Yeah.
They've lost the last two. We're going to talk about more of this with Kusumano. But we have to wrap things up at Ott's Tavern for the first hour. Chief Fitch, thanks for making the trip out here. We appreciate it. Steve, great to see you.
Mark, good to see you. Welcome to the 60s, brother.
Enjoy the weekend. Yeah, I don't want to talk about that. Jane's going to hang out. Sue's going to hang out. We got live Sue's News. We're at Ott's Tavern. Fish Fry Fridays. Come and see us.
Get more at 971talk.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland, wherever you get your podcasts.